People living on these islands off the coast of the mainland are watching events unfold in Ukraine as Chinese warplanes carry out incursions into Taiwan's air defense zone. 64-year-old Lin Zhishou has always lived with the threat that China might seize Dongyin Island by force.
If they provoke us, we still can't touch them. If they want to fly over the island, just let them fly. If you shoot them down, everything will be over. I'm not kidding you. It would be the start of the Third World War. It's really too scary. It wouldn't even just be us and the mainland fighting. Other countries would surely also join in the fight. Just look at the war between Russia and Ukraine. If they use atomic bombs, it'll all be over. No country would be able to escape.
Dongyin is only 50 kilometers off the mainland. The island is home to a missile base, and military drills are held regularly to prepare for potential assault by Chinese forces.
First of all, it needs to be pointed out that Taiwan is not Ukraine. The Taiwan question and the Ukraine issue are different in nature. Fundamentally, Taiwan is an inalienable part of China's territory. The Taiwan question is purely China's internal affairs, and there can be no foreign interference. The two sides across the Taiwan Strait must be and will be reunified. It is the trend of history that can never be stopped by anyone or any force.
For younger people, that's now easier to imagine.
I don't think the threat of the war has a big influence on our daily lives, but of course it will come up in everyone's conversations. But we will discuss it in a rather light-hearted manner. For example, when we explore strongholds, we would discuss, if a war really starts, which nearby stronghold we would run to. Because recently there's been discussion about bomb shelters in Taiwan, about where to go to take shelter and so on.
But life goes on as usual here, and people hope that isn't about to change. Andrew Chappelle, Al Jazeera.